All right. Hey, welcome, everybody. It is March 25th. This is our weekly Friday morning call that we do 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. And as I always say, I want to welcome all of you if you're on for the first time. And really want to encourage you to make a point to be on these calls. And I actually want to challenge you, or even if you've kind of been in and out or kind of getting going or whatever, I want to challenge you to set a goal to be on this call and for a consistent period of time every single week. You know, give yourself 6 months. I'm going to commit to be on the calls, because you hear things over and over and some of the basics over and over, but you don't, you know, one of the things I learned a long time ago, actually my dad taught me, is that most people need to hear things at least 7 times, sometimes a lot more than that, before it sinks in. And so while a lot of things are repeated on these calls, that's kind of the purpose, is to rehear and be reminded of things. And so I just encourage you, in addition to going through all the different training, to be on these calls, because you pick up a lot, just like you pick up being in Slack. And, you know, like Ryan shared answered an underwriting tip in there. You know, you learn all these things as you go, but that's the importance of being on these calls. So I want to congratulate you for being on, and hope you continue to do that. It's a big indicator of actually kind of winning at this business. And I want to give a big shout out to Mr. Sharon Lewis, man, way to go. First sale out the gates, thinking within right around the first week mark, getting your first sale, which I knew was your goal. And I know it's the first of many to come. So really excited to be partnered with you and everything we're going to do together, man. So just congrats on that. And want to cover a few things here, give a few updates again on some leads, and then share a few things and get David on the call. We have now started, as all of you probably know, unless you're brand new, we have leads that you can purchase through the SLG CRM. I know we also have lead vendors. Some agents use different lead sources and all that. Any leads or whatever an agent wants to use is totally optional. You're an independent agent, but we have the SLG CRM leads that you can order that go straight in. We were delivering those just in Georgia initially when we started this back several months ago. Now we are doing North Carolina, which we just added, South Carolina, and Colorado. Now the volume varies. South Carolina, Colorado, we're not doing as many currently, but bottom line is we plan to keep those states going. So if you just want to get Georgia, that's fine, but some of you are licensed in North Carolina, or maybe you're licensed in South Carolina. If you want to receive leads in those different states, then you can, all you got to do is send an email to support@summitlifegroup.com and just indicate that you want to receive leads in those states. And it doesn't mean you always will receive them in those states, but the reason we are opening up more states is simply because as we're growing and doing more volume, then we need to have the option to get leads in more states. And so that's why we're doing that. We're still going to try to keep it simple and in as few states as possible. Less moving parts is better, but better for everybody. But it is, we will be, you know, continue to expand on that. So Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Colorado, if you're licensed in any of those states, just make sure an email support@summitlifegroup.com that you're willing to take leads in those states. And along those lines, I want to just remind everybody a service that we personally use. You can use anything you want to, and we recommend this on our resources page on our website, but OpenPhone is a very inexpensive way to add numbers for specific states or even specific areas within a state. It's $10 for your first line, but then it's only $5 after that. And it's super easy to delete a number. If a number gets flagged as spam, you can add another number. You just go on the website and in the section. And I know David does this regularly, that he'll just purge his numbers and get new ones because we give all of our clients our cell phone number. But again, when you're dialing through the CRM system, you are actually using the built-in dialer, but what is displayed to your leads is the caller ID. And so you can have multiple caller IDs. So if you're using the SLG CRM leads, then, for example, if you're dialing Georgia, it's why not have a Georgia number or even a couple different zip area codes within Georgia. They're only $5. This is a great business expense. If you're gonna have a business expense, $5 to help. I think it just makes sense. You don't have to have every area code, but it makes sense to have some. So if you're gonna take North Carolina leads, go on your open phone if that's what you're using. Get a North Carolina number for $5. Maybe even get a couple of them, but it's super easy just to put in what area code you want and get a number. So now if you're using other lead vendors and you're selling in 20 different states, I don't know, I still think there's a lot of value in whatever states you're regularly dialing in, getting a local number. We didn't do that for a long time, but we definitely found with the internet leads that having an area code that people recognize that feels like a local number does help with your pickup rate. So I just want to remind everybody, open phone is what we found to be the most cost-effective way to add different caller IDs for only $5. And then all you do is just add them in the CRM and, link the area codes to them. If you need help with that, we have a video on it. You can also email support@summitlifegroup.com. So I just wanted to touch on that real quick, that we're expanding on that and remind everybody. And for some of you that have been dialing and you haven't even, maybe you're using, let's say you have an area code in Florida and you're dialing Georgia leads. Well, if you haven't even added a Georgia area code yet, I really recommend that you do that. I think it will help you, again, just to increase your odds. Like David always says, 1%, it's the little things that you do that add up. And so why not put everything in your favor, especially if it only costs you $5 and you can write it off as a business expense. So, all right, I want to touch on that. The other thing I want to touch on is that we have been, what we've kind of our models, we want to be able to provide the absolute highest quality leads at the lowest cost, because we're agents first. We understand, the numbers for a business for an agent, and we get it. And so when we started kind of our ramping up our leads, and at first we really didn't want to handle leads. We just want to have lead vendors, but we realized the simplicity and the value and that we can do things collectively and get things at a better deal than as an individual agent. So that's why we're doing it. We're looking at other options as well to continue to roll in. But we started off, with this whole idea of aged leads because, again, a brand new agent coming in needs to be able to get some experience. And I saw agents, running up a big tab too quickly when they didn't have a skill set or know what they were doing and dug themselves in a hole. So the idea of delivering age leads was to give people a high quality lead at a low cost to be able to develop a skill so that then they could scale up their business, not to necessarily stay there. And so we started doing that at $1. And I'll just tell you, and I'm not trying to, but I don't know of any other group that would sell this type of a lead at the quality it is for as fresh as it is, because it's really not even that aged in most cases. And sometimes they've never been dialed for $1. But we wanted to just get this going. We want to do everything we can to help agents. But the bottom line is it's really not scalable for us to grow, to really scale and grow like we're doing and like we're all going to do together. The $1 age lead is just not, it's not sustainable forever for us to do that. It was fine at first, but it's just not long term. We're not going to be able to do that. So we're going to need to increase the aged leads from $1 to $2 so that we can continue to do it. We're going to make an increase to $2 on aged leads. All that means is that if you want to take some aged leads and you want to spend $200, now you're getting 100 leads, right, instead of getting 200 leads. But it's still a ton of leads for $200. And again, a lot of these are over delivered leads. They're only a couple days old, or they've only been dialed a few times. And so they're still a great lead. I just know anywhere else you're just not going to get a $2 lead, even at the $2 price point with this kind of quality. But that said, because it is a change, what we wanted to do is offer the ability to just letting everybody know it's going to change to $2. And we were talking about this. If anybody wants to place as large of an order as you want to, we'll basically honor the dollar price point, give you some time. So if you want to place an order and have it, what'll happen is, obviously, if you were to order $1,000 of aged leads, you're not going to get 1,000 leads at once, unless you're running a call center or something. You probably don't want 1,000 leads all at one time. And so, So basically what would happen is they would just, you know, they would deliver, but we'll go ahead and honor the dollar price point. But once it goes to $2, then they're going to be $2. So we'll put a message out in Slack about this. So if anybody wants to go grab a bunch of $1 leads, again, it'll get credited on your lead order sheet, and those will be until that order fills. You know, you'll get them at the dollar price, but then when you reorder, they would be at the $2 price. So those will be changing to $2 here in the coming probably days. So we'll put a message and allow everybody to get as many as they want at the $1 price and no limit on, you know, what you want to order, and we'll continue to honor it. But we just know we have to make this change in order to continue to scale. So, all right, I'm going to shift gears here. Just wanted to mention that on the age leads, the fresh leads are still going to be $4. So just if you are brand new, the fresh leads are, you know, they're pretty much, you know, had just requested this in the last day or maybe the previous day, the night before, whatever. That's what the $4 lead is. And the $2 lead is going to be sometimes even only a day old, but it may have been dialed one or two times internally, or it hasn't been dialed at all. Maybe it's a week old, something like that. So that's kind of what you can go read about it on SLG team. All right, so that's cover that. What I want to talk about real quick and then flip it over to David, I just want to remind everybody, I haven't talked about this in a while, so I wanted to touch on this, is keep understanding what does it cost to get a customer and what is your customer acquisition cost? Because to me, this is very, very simple. When we figured this out early on, when we started, you know, went full time into telesales, it was like, okay, we knew how to predict our sales. And so it's important to understand what does it cost you to get a customer. And it's really not that complicated, right? If you spend $200 in leads and you make one sale, then it costs you $200 to get a customer, right? Pretty simple. So you just take how much you spent in leads, you know, in a given month, how many sales did you make, divide that number, and that's your customer acquisition cost. Well, if you're selling primarily accidental spinal expense, which is primarily what we sell on leads, then what we've discovered is, you know, over time, we just found for us kind of the center line of what we want to try to strive for is around $150 per sale. Now, it can go up to $250 per sale, but if it gets too high, if a person is spending, you know, $300, $400 to get a sale, well, that's when the profitability of the business is not near as good, because there's only so much commission you're getting on a sale. And that's why, again, we offer age leads to help people, you know, get some experience. But most people, once they get a certain skill set in the business, not talking about when you're brand new and you're just learning, but once you get the basics down, most people can hit that $150 target, that $150, you know, a dollar per sale to $200 per sale, as long as you're dialing quality leads that are priced at the right price point. Okay. And so, and I'll touch on that, but that, so it's kind of a center line and you need to understand this. And so it's two things we look at: how much does it cost to get a sale and how long does it take to get a sale? In other words, if I can make a sale for $150, but it's taken me, you know, 3 years to get a sale, that's too slow, right? So it's about speed and it's about cost. And so, you know, I was talking to Don, you know, last night, Don Clement, and man, your numbers were just, they were awesome. Like, he was talking about for this month, like, we were doing looking at it, and he, you know, he was at $122 per sale. So, you know, how much he spent versus how many sales he's made, he was at $122 right on line. And then he was at six times his lead spend and premium written, right? We talk about the 5X rule. These two things go right in hand. If you spend $1,000 in leads, you want to write $5,000 in premium. Well, he was at $6,000 plus in premium on $1,000 worth of spend. He was 6X his premium. Numbers were absolutely perfect, meaning, hey, can you scale that more? That's really all it is. And so I want to challenge you on this, because it's the reason it's important to understand is, for example, If your goal is $150 as a cost per sale, that's a good target. Well, if you invest $500 in leads, how many sales should you be making on that? Right? If you divide $150 by $500, it's three sales. So if you're spending $500 a week in leads, three sales is great. You know, but a lot of times people spend $500 a week in leads and they're wanting to write 10 apps. Well, that's asking a lot. We don't do that. David doesn't do that. That's $50 per per sale. That's really, really hard to do. You might can do it, but it would take you too long to do it. It's, again, it goes back to speed. And so, you know, what we find is, you know, if you want to write 6 to 7 apps, if you spend $1,000 in leads, well, guess what? Invest 1,000 leads, that's about 6 to 7 sales, right? And so agents that do that in a week, if they have the skill set, they're writing 6 to 7 apps. But a lot of times what people want to do in this business is they get a certain skill set and they're, let's say they're doing $500 a week in leads, and they're like, okay, I want to write 7 or 8 apps, but they keep spending $500 in leads, and they keep writing the same 3 apps a week. And that's totally fine if that's your goal. There's absolutely nothing wrong with 3 apps a week. What I'm trying to help you understand is how to hit your goals. It's all about doing the math. What I realized was I'm not the best sales guy, but I understand the math involved, and I can make up for my lack of ability with more volume, and there's enough margin there to make it work. And so, that's why it has so much to do with managing cash flow as an independent agent. Now, there's a lot of ways to sell life insurance. You can sell your warm market, advanced market, and we'll be talking more and more about all that. But if you're selling on leads, then this, you got to understand this. If you're investing in selling in leads, then it really is about scaling, because it's, you can only go so much. For example, a lot of agents might invest $500 a week, make a few sales. Well, like that's what David does every single day, right? That's the volume he takes daily, right? Some agents will spend $500 a month, right, and make a few sales. Well, that's the volume that's what David or even me will take in a day, right? There's not, I mean, it's just doing the math. And so David is great. I'm great. I know how to sell. But I can only sell so much if I don't have enough volume, right? If you think about the math on this, if it's $150 to get a sale, well, if you want 10 sales, what kind of lead volume should you be doing every week? About $1,500 a week. But almost nobody does that. But me and David have done that since when we figured out what our income need to be and how much business we need to be how to write. That's just the kind of volume that we've been doing and have always been doing, right? And so that sounds crazy to be spending, you know, $150,000 a year on leads. But, again, you write more business. I mean, you know, if you spend $1,000 a week, that's $4,000 a month. But agents that do that are going to write over $20,000 a month in premium. So just think about it. It's the $4,000 number scares people. In the idea of investing $4,000 into leads. But when you're writing $20,000 in premium, I mean, yes, there's stuff that falls off and all that, but I promise you, you're way more profitable and the business is way more fun. Now, if you're a part-time agent and you're not wanting to write $20,000 a week or $20,000 a month, no problem, right? But if you are, like if you're trying to do this business, if you're trying to do it full-time, like if this is your full-time deal, to me, $20,000 of premium really should be your target, because it's really not a lot more work to write $20,000 of premium than it is to write $10,000 in premium. But most agents will only write $10,000 in premium because they only take the enough lead volume to write $10,000. And you say, Rich, why are you? Again, I don't care what leads you buy. You can buy this principle applies wherever you, whatever leads you use. But just to give you an example, like if David takes 125 leads in a day at $4, that's $500. Well, that's scary, $500 in a day. But when you write 3 to 4 sales, it's not scary. Just do the math. And so the business is really easier the more volume that you take. It's a little bit scary, and it really has to do with managing cash flow. And again, if you're brand new, don't be intimidated by what I'm sharing. Again, we have age leads. You can spend $200, but if you're spending $200 on leads, your goal is just to get a sale, honestly, one sale. Because if you get two, that's great, but you're not going to get 3 or 4 sales on that. And, I mean, you work referrals. I'm not saying it can't be done, but it's really, really hard to pace it. And so, you know, I'll just tell you this, and David can touch on this, but, you know, if there's ever been a time that we've been tense between, you know, it's because we don't have the volume. Not having the leads, not buying the leads, for us has always been what hurt us the most financially. I remember sometimes when we were doing the $13 telemarketing callback leads, and maybe something would happen, we over-delivered, and we wake up and we got, you know, 100 leads sitting in there. That never was scary. Dave was like, all right, here we go. Let's go write 7 apps because the volume's there. Like, I'll go write 7 apps. That $1,300 in one day of lead spend was less scary than when we didn't have any leads in a day. That's what's scary. I mean, and David can comment on this. So anyway, I took too long, but I just want to talk about, I want to challenge all of you. If you know how to sell, and talking to Don yesterday really encouraged me. I mean, because again, the only difference for some of you is volume. That's it. And so, you know, I challenge you to push yourself, to challenge yourself and watch your sales go up by taking more volume. So anyway, David, I didn't mean to take so long. I'm going to go ahead and turn the call over to you, and I apologize for taking up too much of your time. Take it away.
Hey, you knocked it out the park. And what I, you know, listening to what Rich was saying, kind of made me go back to the beginning when we started out. And actually a lot has really made me focus on like the very beginning, you know, the unknowns. Last few weeks, probably the last month or so, my nephews, you know, and they're all pretty athletic, but my oldest one is really starting to, you know, he's 13, 12, 13, 14, and he's really starting to, you know, have dreams and aspirations of, you know, playing sports at the next level. And I remember being his age and having those same feelings. And, you know, I was, you know, fortunate enough to play baseball at the University of Georgia and still living in Athens, Georgia. You know, I have the ability, you know, I took him to a baseball practice. It was a cool type of scenario. You know, my son was with me too, but he was asking me questions. You know, I really, you know, is it hard work to get here, et cetera? All the same types of things. All the things as a kid you don't know. You just never experienced it, right? You know, God's given everybody a different God-given natural ability. Some people are so athletically gifted, it requires such little effort, especially when you're young, because you're so much better, athletically speaking, and gifted than your peers. And as you get older and you get more focused on one sport, you know, skill becomes a major factor in addition to your ability. And the reason I'm saying that is, you know, when my nephew was asking me, what does it take to get there? It made me really go back and think, what did I do, right? I could tell them the generic hard work, et cetera. But you know what? I remember experiencing it. And I remember, you know, making a decision where I'm doing everything that I know how to do to get there. My goal was to play I wanted to play at Georgia. That was a huge goal. I wanted to be a Major League Baseball player, but I was so laser focused on playing baseball at the University of Georgia and the SEC because I'd been to games. You know, some of my favorite baseball players in the world, some of my favorite sports memories were as a kid watching in the stands. So it was something I wanted it. And I asked, you know, my nephew, what do you want to do? What are you willing to do, right? Because they're two very, very different things. It's an unknown if you're going to make it, if you go for it, right? But it's a certainty you will not make it if you don't go for it. So you've got to want to, I understand wanting to get there. Now, what are you willing to do to get there, right? Just like being new in this business. Here's what I did, and just like in telesales, all we do is practice what we preach and practice what we do every day. No theory teaching, no method. It is simply experience what we do now. So that's what I told my nephew. Here's what I did. When I was 13 years old, I committed to playing baseball. I played in the spring. I played in the fall. When I watched SportsCenter, I took notes. I have journals in my closet. I'll give them to you. And it's a whole bunch of them. I chose to become a student of the game because I knew I was athletic. I knew I had a gift, but I wanted my baseball IQ and intelligence to be superior because I knew it every little bit mattered. You know, I was a huge fan of the greats, Babe Ruth, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, and Tom Brady. And where they elevated themselves the most was mentally. So I wanted to be a student. Carson, here's what I did. Then every day, I practiced. I found a way to hit. The more you hit, the better you get. The more you hit, the better you get. My son tells that to me today because it's true. Repetition, repetition. You know, in the book Outliers, talks about how to, you know, all the greats, there's one common theme. It's repetition. 10,000 hours to become great and master something, right? So as a kid, I didn't know how much that was. I just knew I needed to do it every day. So that's all that I said. And I said, and from there, I was your age, and from then on, that was my commitment. And I just started. I didn't have to know everything. I didn't know what drills to do. I just swung the bat. I did something to get better, anything, and it just started. Then the habit started. And then what I did was I sought out ways to get better. I tried to get a coach, a hitting coach. You know, I tried to find the best. I wanted to talk to players who are at the next level. What did they do? Where did they play? Right? Then it's going to take sacrifice. I had to transfer schools as a sophomore in high school to a bigger school that I didn't know I was going to play. I didn't even know if I would be eligible to play because of a transfer situation. There was a risk that was required. But you know what? At that point, when I came to the decision, and I told him, I said, I trusted my work ethic, and I trusted the work that I put in. All I needed to do was go. I just needed an opportunity to play. I felt I was ready. I felt I was prepared. I just needed somebody to see me. So sacrifice work, and then sticking through it, and you know what? It worked. And it makes me think of what happened when we first started telesales. We wanted it to work so bad. We wanted to build a lifestyle business. Did we know how? No. Did we have an idea how? Yes. We wanted to dial. So then we wanted it, but what were we willing to do to go get it? Well, the first 2 years, that was some of the hardest 2 years that we've ever had, that professionally I've ever had. You know, it started with, I'm willing to dial every day. I don't know what product I'm going to sell. I'm just going to dial. Ooh, we sold one. We're just going to keep dialing until we figure out our numbers. Repetition, repetition, repetition. I wanted to get through it, right? We got there the first 2 years. Now we really got something going. We've created a system. All the effort that we put in and the consistency, it worked. Just like you as a new person, right? What are you willing to do versus what you want to have happen? Of course you want it to work, but are you willing to dial? Of course you want to make money, but are you willing to learn the skill, right? When someone first starts out, and this is me included, there's so many things that go through your head. And Rich and I were talking yesterday, and I forget the terminology he used, but you find things to do that you feel like are productive, but they aren't getting the job done. You know, like, ooh, I need to post social media that I'm a life insurance salesman, or I need to learn this product. You're delaying the activity that matters most. It's the right sequence. You know, if you're willing to make this work, then this is what we did at the beginning, right? I'm willing to dial, and I want it to work. I want my repetition to get there. I'm going to dial Monday through Saturday, right? I don't care if it's one dial. I'm willing to do it. I'm going to find time. I'm going to get away for 2 seconds on Saturday and make one dial. Do it. Monday, I'm going to dial. Tuesday, I'm going to dial. Wednesday, I'm going to dial. Commit to doing it. And then just say, okay, I'm going to dial X number of times a week. Right? It could be 25 times. It could be 50 times. It could be 6 times. But put a number on it. Are you willing to do it? When you're first starting out, you know, you don't have to jump in head first. You know, Tiger Woods, my favorite thing to do is watch him play golf. My second favorite thing to do is listen to him on his comeback after an injury, right? Because everything he says, it's so easy to apply to our business. When he broke his leg this last time or whatever it was, and they're asking, you know, how long till you get back? I don't know. Right now, you know what I'm able to do? I'm able to, you know, swing the club a couple times a day. But I got to build up, right? Then I'm going to get to being able to move fully. Then I'm going to be able to swing the club thousands and thousands of times because that's what it's going to take to get me back there. But it's going to take me build up. When you're new in this business, it's going to take build up, right? You don't have to say, I'm going to dial 300 times a day when you first start. But what you should say is, I'm willing and I'm committed to dial 100 times a week. And then I'm willing to dial Monday through Saturday. I don't care how many times you dial during those days. Just make the dial. I'm willing to block off time each and every day. I'm willing to focus on just the sales process, right? I am willing to order X number of leads a week. I'm committed to that. Those are the things that matter at the beginning, and then you build up, right? Commit to a 30-day renewable contract to yourself. For 30 days, here's what I'm going to do. Boom. At the end of the month, wow, look at my numbers. You know what? I'm going to level up just a little bit more. This next 30 days, I'm willing to do this. Here's my commitment. Sign it to yourself. You know, hold yourself accountable. You know what the greatest, that for me personally, the single greatest thing that creates the most confidence is when I hold the commitments to myself, when I keep the promises I made to myself. You know, this morning, I'll tell you what, I did not want to get up. But my alarm went off at 5:15. I was a little bit tired. And I said, you know what? What benefit do I have of just laying here right now when I could get up right now and go accomplish what I told myself I was going to accomplish this morning? And I got up, and I did it, and I feel great. And I'm more confident because of it. If I didn't, I would have not kept the promise to myself, and it would have bothered me today. And that's a discipline. These are things that you can do, and it's just the teeny tiniest thing. But the first thing you have to decide is want versus will, right? If you want something, what are you willing to do and put into it? It doesn't have to be a giant leap. It doesn't have to be all in. It just is a commitment. And then just stay consistent. I guarantee you, you'll make it. The only time someone doesn't make it is if they choose not to. If they choose not to be consistent. If they choose not to put in the work. Listen, the next hour is going to pass whether you dial or not. What are you going to do with it? The next week will pass whether you dial or not. What are you going to do with it? You know, I know what John Mantooth is going to do. I know what Sharon's going to do. I know what Charisma is going to do. I know what Spencer Holmes is going to do and Ryan Brooks, and the list goes on and on. Everybody on this call is going to do it because you're a one percenter, right? The brand new person, all it comes down to is this. Your want, and then what are you willing to do to get it? And then you just stay consistent. You're going to get better because, you know, God gave you a natural ability, but the only way to get better, that's skill. And that's what you choose to get better at. And just do it every day. And you'll get better. And you'll get a little bit better. And then you just choose to continue to level up. So I know it's 4 minutes past. Let's get back to the dials. Finish the week strong. Always be dialing. Thanks, Rich.